Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the festival season has already kicked off. Thousands of Irish people will be hauling their tents to various sites all across the country. But will they bring them home afterwards? That is the question. Every year, countless tents are left abandoned across the country. One man was so astonished by this level of waste that he now salvages them himself. Joining me is Pip Sheridan, who runs Found in a Field. Pip, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you, Tom.
You've long experience of this. You've been something like 20 years working with Electric Picnic.
Yes, 20 years salvaging Electric Picnic. Originally, I was just going as a punter, and then I then started collecting sleeping bags and tents for homeless people. And I did that for 8 years. And then I just got a bit burnt out from it, so I left. And I got my notice from my landlady as well to get a new place. So I decided it was time I started looking after getting a home for myself. So I started Found in a Field. And I've just been collecting tents, salvaging them, cleaning them, bleaching them, repairing them if need be, and then I sell them on.
Very good. And is it a big thing? How many people would leave their tents around? Like, you know, are you talking 10%, 20%, 30%?
There's a formula I've noticed. It depends on the festival, but certain festivals, like where there's a lot of kind of where the younger generation are, they're the ones who leave behind the most. But even older people, like I recently found a 50th birthday party celebration stuff inside a 6-person tent that was left behind. So that wasn't kids. But the majority of it is young people, and there's certain festivals, I'm on a NDA with them, like, but there's like 85% of the campsite left behind.
85%? Holy moly, how much is a tent these days?
Well, the problem is a lot of tents are too cheap. Like, you can get a basic one, 20 or 30 euro for a basic 2-person. But those tents shouldn't be produced. Like, I'm from Cavan originally, and that's where my resourcefulness comes from, I reckon. Well, also from my father as well. But
sorry, how much did you say those basic 2-man tents were?
Oh, they start around 30, 35 euro.
All right, so,
I walk past them, so that was my point. If a cabin man walks past a tent that's free, that's not a good thing.
But they wouldn't all be like that. I'm sure some people would spend quite a bit of money on their tent.
Yes, so that's the very basic ones. Then they go up, then you're talking up to around 200, up to around 600 euro for the big family tents. I get the large family tents, and then I do any necessary repairs, and I sell them off for half the price.
And would you honestly find a 600 euro family tent left behind?
Yes.
Wow.
I found one that was 560 sterling. I didn't get a euro price on it. That's one of the dearest ones I found. And that was at a family festival last year. Now, I avoided the family festival. I work crew at it. I do art installations and stuff with different artists. And I was working crew at it, and there's no tents left behind, so I didn't bother going to it. But then with the hurricane-y weather that we're getting, you get Monday morning, even a festival like that very proudly, you know, they said to me when I first contacted them, they didn't have a tent problem. I didn't believe them. I sneaked in and I realized, oh, there's no tents left behind here. So I left it off. But then I still got a phone call. Like, I've been in the scene for 20 years. I've got a lot of friends working crew, and they're always very quick to let me know if tents are about to be binned. And I got a phone call to say that family festival is going to be binned. And that's, you know, it's one thing if it's kids coming in on a bus and then security come in, and security can be quite heavy, telling them that they have to be off site by 12 o'clock or whatever. And they're just waking up and they're just trying to grab their bags and get to the bus. But that family festival is families coming in. And that's where I got this giant family tent at 560 sterling.
God, you'd really wonder what goes on there, wouldn't you? I mean, that amount of expenditure, and I presume obviously you would have travelled to the place in a car if you've that big a tent with you.
Exactly, yeah.
All you need to do is get it down and get it back to the car. Maybe it wasn't the sleeping out experience they were hoping for. So you're dealing, are you dealing in thousands of tents?
Well, there's thousands of tents left behind. There's only so much that me and my crew can salvage. We just get whatever we can. But certain, like the big, larger festivals, like I don't have an NDA with Electric Picnic or Festival Public, so I can very happily say that they have not just hundreds of tents, but thousands of tents left behind. There's areas there like where the young people hang out. This is the magic formulation, I call it. You get, because a lot of young people are on this horse tranquilizer now. I'm sure you've heard.
Well, some now, but, you know, let's not hang the whole lot of them together, Pip. You know, so
you're right, but I'm not saying
be,
all of them. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying from my experience. On the festivals that have the music that brings in that kind of crowd, that brings in those kind of DJs and those kind of followers, you're going to get more tents left behind. Because the horse tranquilizer mixed out of alcohol, mix it with a heap of white Irish privilege. Next thing you've seen, 85% of a tent campsite left behind. That's my own experience.
I don't know, Pip. You know, you never know. The vast majority are not. But so the cheaper tents, which you're kind of getting Aldi Lidl type things, they're obviously, if people are thinking €40, it's too much effort, I'm not going to do that. But the expensive ones, God, I can remember a day when tents were nearly handed down from generation to generation. And then when you get your hands on them, you did a course or something in Glastonbury, was it?
That's right, yes.
And that was showing you what to do with tents and stuff, how to repair them and get them back on sale.
Yes, that's exactly. There's a guy there, and what he does is he collects these cheap the tents, and then he lets them out at festivals. And he trained me up.
Right.
He's got a successful business.
Right. And so what you're doing then? Are people able to go to you and get tents?
Yes, they. So I get most of my contacts on my Facebook page, Found in a Field. It all comes in through there.
And how does that work financially? Do you charge them? Do you rent them, or do you sell them on?
Oh, yeah, no, I have to charge, otherwise it wouldn't be feasible. Like, I charge 50% of the retail price if the tent had repairs to the fabric and poles. If the tent's in tip-top shape, I charge 30% of the market value of the tent. So depending, obviously in August when the sales come on, I still have to be below the sale price, so I drop my prices in August. But, yeah.
Right. Listen, you know, obviously you'd like to try and give people advice for how to get less tents being abandoned. Is it a matter of giving people more time to get off the site or incentivizing
it
somehow?
There's a lot of things. Like with Electric Picnic, I'd love to see every homeless organization on this island should have volunteers in there, because there's thousands of, like with the sleeping bags, I give the sleeping bags to homeless organizations. Wexford Helping Homeless and one in Drogheda, St. Joseph Hospital in Drogheda, they take the sleeping bags off me. But yeah. I'm only getting a drop in the ocean.
All right.
And there's only so much me and a dozen paid workers now can do. But the volunteers should really, and the scouts and the guides, they should really be in there. See, the problem is, the event site, there's people on site there for maybe 5-6 weeks on a build. Everybody just kind of wants to go home.
Yeah, of course.
And people have kind of made the money, and it's lashing rain.
Naturally.
It takes a lot of time to dismantle a tent.
Yeah.
That's a lot of labour in the rain and the wind, whereas a bulldozer can scoop it up, put it into an Arctic and send it off to incinerators quickly.
Yeah, that's the end of that, and they're on to the next event, of course. Pip, fascinating stuff. The numbers are absolutely mind-boggling. Thanks very much for joining us there. That's Pip Sheridan, who runs the Found in a Field.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.